It's Macworld. So we're going to spend the rest of the day talking about the Mac.
Mr. Jobs has a lot to say about the computer line that changed history in this second of an 8-part podcast. The CEO of Apple shows the Mac faithful new developments in photography applications. The keynote speech was delivered at Macworld on January 10th, 2006, and recorded by Podtech News for podtech.net. I'm Jason Lopez.
I'm going to start off with a very important application we introduced a few months ago called Aperture. Aperture is for digital photographers. We see Aperture as being the tool for digital photographers in the same way that Final Cut Pro is for digital filmmakers. And it's an incredible tool designed hand-in-hand with digital photographers for digital photographers. When we launched the product, we created a video for it, and I'd like to just show you some excerpts from that video now to give you a feel for the product. So let's go ahead and run that.
In the beginning, one of the reservations I had with digital was the capture mode, slow as molasses. That delay, they fixed that. The size of the files, they fixed that. And then for me, the longest period stretch now has been the software for post-production. I think Aperture is a quantum leap in the direction of where we all thought we could be. You know, initially I thought maybe the application was designed strictly for professional photographers. While it may have been, it is user-friendly enough that I think the amateur is going to love this program and what it will do for them. When I used to show my proofs was to just hand them off to the client and they would take them home and then bring them back later. Now with Aperture, what I could do is set up the 230-inch screens and they can sit and relive their wedding.
Oh, that is a great shot.
The way I used to deal with the proofs and lay it out for an album or a design is I would lay them out on a coffee table. And I would look at them and move them around and say, okay, maybe these two work well together. The feature that Aperture has is that you can lay this out on the screen like if it were an album already. The speed that Aperture handled all these raw files, it was incredible. I've never seen anything do that before. Yes, finally, someone thought the way I'm thinking about post-production.
What amazed me about Aperture is, first of all, I can edit now, and I'll be excited to do it because it's faster. I can loop things. I can stack them. I can put them in categories. It just blew me away. It really did. I mean, Aperture just blew me away.
I can bring it in, pick my selects, organize them in any way. I can keyword them. I can make a contact sheet into a PDF. You can upload them to a web gallery very quickly, touch of a button, and it's on the web. Just runs you from beginning to end flawlessly.
I like to shoot in bursts. Instead of like rapid little 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pictures, you just take a thumbnail, put them in different order, and all of a sudden they're reordered in the stack. On average, a college football game would be maybe 1,000 images. The bad news is raw files take so long to work with. And now you can modify it, you can do anything you want with it, and it's instantaneous. It's unbelievable. I suspect that I'm gonna stop shooting JPEGs. I can take a picture and do a white balance on it, have the original thing side by side, change some color saturation, and then choose the one that has the adjustments that look the best. And that's really the beauty of all this. I mean, it's not just replicating something that you've done for years on a light table. It's the fact that you're replicating what you've done on a light table and moved it into the 22nd century. Stanley Kubrick would be jealous.
So, we think this is going to be a really important product, and if you haven't seen it, I'd suggest you check it out. Another thing I now want to talk about is widgets. When we introduced Mac OS X Tiger this last spring, we introduced the concept of widgets, and it's been growing ever since. There are now tons of widgets. As a matter of fact, between the ones we've created and the ones that third parties have created, there are now over 1,500 widgets available for OS X Tiger. We decided, boy, we better do a few more of our own here to contribute to that pool. So we've got a few more new widgets that we're rolling out today, a new Google widget, so you don't even have to go to Safari. You can just type this in Dashboard, and boom, brings up Safari and finds your result. We've got a new front end to address book. We've got a new widget just in time for the ski season here to give you snow conditions, your favorite ski place. We've got a new calendar widget. We've got white pages, so in addition to yellow pages for looking up businesses, you can look up people in white pages. And we've worked with ESPN. We have some new sports widgets that give you scores as well as news for a variety of different sports. You know, here's basketball and baseball and football, and there's golf and tennis and all these other things. So how do you get these widgets? Well, we've got a new release of macOS 10 Tiger, an update that's going out today, free update, 10.4.4. You can download it today, and you'll get all these new widgets. Yeah. Now, I'd like to talk about iLife. You know, Apple pioneered writing applications specifically for our emerging digital lifestyles. We were talking about this years before anyone else, about how all your photographs were going to be on your computer, how all your music was going to be on your computer, how all your digital movies were going to be on your computer. And we could write these great applications that could make that so much richer and allow us to really turn unedited video into movies and to manage the thousands of digital photographs we were going to have, etc. And we brought that together into a suite called iLife a few years ago, and it's been miles ahead of anything you can get on the PC. Well, today, we're introducing the next revision of iLife, iLife 06, and it's a giant new release. It's going to propel us even further ahead of anything else in the world. So, iLife 06. Now, iLife, as you know, is comprised of iPhoto, iMovie, iDVD, GarageBand, and iTunes. So let's start in with iPhoto. iPhoto. First of all, in this release, it is incredibly fast. We've spent a lot of attention on performance, and you're going to love it. It just flies on this release. And the prior release of iPhoto, the limit was 25,000 photos. The new limit, up to 250,000 photos. That is 1,000 photos a month for 20 years. You don't even get to 250,000 photos. And it just is beautiful, and it scrolls like butter. So, up to 250,000 photos. Scrolls like butter. Wait a minute. Hot knife through butter. Up to 250,000 photos. Next, full screen editing. This is really nice. It allows you to use these gorgeous displays we have on our computers to their fullest for you to edit and select your photos. So you can see your photos full screen. You can get your controls at the bottom here. You can get your slider view of all your photos at the top. You can bring up things to adjust your photos, all using the full screen. And these things just disappear when you don't need them. In addition, you can use the full screen for doing compares. You can compare up to 8 photos at once and select your favorites. It's really nice. So full screen editing. We think this is going to be pretty big. Next up, one-click effects. This is great. We have a panel now, the effects panel, which has 8 of the most popular effects on it, plus one click in the middle to get back to the original. You can click on these effects more than once to double or triple the effect if you want to. And so you can have something, let's say in full screen mode, bring up the effects panel and say, I want to make this black and white or sepia. I want to take out some color and make it an antique effect. And you can, of course, combine these things, blur the edges, and bring a vignette in. And you can do this in a few seconds. And again, just hit the center button, boom, get back to the original. One-click effects. All new cards, calendars, and dramatically better books. As you know, we've had the ability to create books. We have made that much, much better. We have all new printing, much higher quality. I think you're going to love it. And we still have hardcover books, softcover books, but the quality is dramatically better. So fantastic books now. And we've added calendars, so you can make your own calendars like this with all your own photos in them by dragging and dropping or just having it autofill with your albums. You can drag photos onto dates. You can make comments and notes. It's pretty wonderful. And we've got some great templates for them as well. Look at these. They're really nice. And we've added cards. A lot of requests for this. And so you can make cards super easy, just like this. Order them online. We have postcards as well. And so literally you can make something like this in, you know, a minute or two, push a button, order them online, have them arrive at your door. So new cards and calendars and dramatically improved books. And something incredibly new, photocasting. This is podcasting for photos. Now, what is this? We want to all share our photos. And increasingly, we'd like to share them over the internet. Wouldn't it be great if there was a way to do that where every time I updated an album full of photos, people who could subscribe to that would automatically get their photos updated as well? That's what photocasting is. And the way it works is you just go into iPhoto and you go to the source list here, and you pick an album that you want to photocast, let's say these two, and you push a button. You say, I want to photocast these albums. And it puts that little symbol next to them, and it automatically in the background uploads all those photos to .Mac. You can even say, I want a password on these things so not everyone can subscribe to them if you'd like. And then someone can subscribe to this photocast. And when they do, they get a special album in their source list, which says, this is a subscribed album. And so what happens is that I've got some photos, and I drop them in to an album that I photocast. They are automatically in the background, uploaded to .Mac, all the changes, if I've deleted any, added any, all those changes are uploaded to .Mac, and then anyone who is subscribed to those, they can sample .Mac hourly, daily, weekly, or manually. Whenever there's a change, those changes will get downloaded right into their subscription album right there, and they can use those photos for anything they want. They can make cards out of them. They can set their desktop pictures with them. And so imagine this. I've got pictures of my kids. I simply drop them in an album that I've set up, maybe with my parents, and like magic, they show up on the desktop screen of my parents' computer. They can see their grandkids. It's like magic. If you take away the machinery, it's just like magic. It's amazing. Now, you must be a .Mac member to publish, but we use industry standards, RSS, and so anyone can subscribe. You don't even need a Mac. You can use any RSS reader to subscribe. So, these are the big new features of iPhoto, and I'd love to give you a demo now. All righty. So let's go ahead and launch iPhoto here. And so I've only got 25,000 photos in here, but with 25,000 photos, you can see how nice it scrolls, and you get this little viewer to tell you where you are in terms of dates or album names or roll names, whatever you'd like. And so we're going to go full screen editing. Let me just select a photo here, and I just say I want to do full screen. Boom. And we're editing here. Here's all the controls, and I can zoom around here and pick other photos and go anywhere I want to. Boom. Pretty nice. And so I'm going to stop right here, and I'll bring up the adjust palette, and I could adjust the exposure here if I wanted to, do whatever I'd like. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to bring up the effects palette and show you how that works. Excuse me. I'm just going to boost the color. And again, I could just hit this a few times and keep boosting it or go back to the original. I'm going to boost it once. And I'm going to go ahead and antique it and hit vignette maybe a few times. And this is, you know, maybe do an edge blur. And this is what I can do to make something like this in just a few seconds. Boom. And that's it. So this is what you can do now with the effects panel. Let me show you a little bit about cards and calendars. Let me go to cards, and I'm going to go ahead and pick a photo here and say, let's make a card out of this. And I'm going to choose birthday right here. And this is all I need to do to make a card. I can type in the details of the party, but I can also just click on anything and, you know, zoom it up and, you know, pan it around and get it just right if I want to. Whatever I'd like, very easy to do. And that's how simple it is, you know, to make a card. I can change the background of the card if I want to, you know, different colors and things like that. Maybe I want to go with this one. And I can change it to different themes as well. I can say, you know, let's make a card. Maybe I want one like this. So it's really, really easy to go ahead and select these things. Now, let's go back to the library here. Let's go select an album here, and let's make a calendar. I just push calendar down here, and I've got a bunch of themes for my calendars. I'm going to pick the one that says big date so we can all see the dates on it. And I can set this to start in any month. I can have a calendar be more than 12 months if I'd like. I can show national holidays from a bunch of countries. I'll pick the United States. I can import iCal calendars, show birthdays from address book, whatever I want. And so here, it's going to go ahead and make me a calendar. And I can place all the pictures manually if I want, or I can just auto-flow it, and it'll do it for me. And it's made all these pictures. I can go to this one and say, you know, I really want more. Maybe I'll put 3 pictures on this page, and maybe I'll go pick up a few extra pictures and, you know, just put them right up here. I can also put pictures on any date just by dropping them down here and like this. And you can just, again, you can go see these. They're really nice, really high quality. And they're just gorgeous. So this is how we do calendars and cards. Now I'd like to show you photo casting. So I've got an album here that's called Photos for Grandma. And this is where I'm going to just drop photos in that, you know, I want to show up on Grandma's computer. Excuse me. So all I have to do is click this PhotoCast button here. And I can decide the quality. I can say actual size or pick some smaller qualities. I'll just pick actual size. I can decide whether I want to automatically update them whenever I change the album. Well, I do. And I can decide whether I want to require a name and password to subscribe. I don't. And I just say I publish these. And so it's going to just upload them to .Mac. It just did that, and it says, would I like to announce my PhotoCast? And I say, sure. And so I'm going to say, you know, Grandma Taylor, send her an email, and boom, right? So I've sent an email to Grandma Taylor. Well, let's use fast user switching and pretend I'm Grandma Taylor. And here's Grandma's system over here, and we're going to pretend she just got this email here. This is what it looked like. And all Grandma Taylor has to do is click on this, and boom, it launches iPhoto, puts the subscribed album right here, and puts the photos in it. Now, what is so great about this is that, you can take one of these things, and again, you can do anything with it. Let's go make that card again. You know, boom. I can make a card with one of these things. I can do anything I would normally do with my own photo album. Now let's go back. So I'm going to go back to my album, Photos for Grandma, and let's say I'm going to delete a bunch of them. I'm going to delete these. And let's say we got a new puppy, And so I'm going to take these three photos here of our new puppy, and I'm going to drag them into my album, which is PhotoCast here. And it will automatically upload them. And I'll go back to Grandma Taylor. And this could be, again, set to check, you know, hourly, daily, weekly, or manually. I just clicked it to check manually. It just checked, completely updated. And again, you know, again, I can do whatever I want with these photos. So it's very, very easy. And here we have PhotoCasting. So that is what I want to show you on iPhoto.
That's Steve Jobs, CEO of Apple. This is a podcast from PodTech News and PodTech.net, bringing you the entire keynote speech from Macworld in 8 parts. This was part 2. I'm Jason Lopez. Our theme music, Ming Thing, was provided by KG House. This is PodTech.net.